Thank you, everyone, for joining this session. My name is Peter O'Neill. I head up TPG Project Group in the UK. And today, in the next 10, 20 minutes, we're just going to walk through a number of scenarios that we come across regularly at customer sites, requirements, and some of the solutions that we deliver to cover those requirements, focusing on integrating EPM with other line of business systems. Little bit of background, who we are. Some of you will have seen an intro on TPG in the keynote. We're more than just a products company. While our focus on this session is about some of our products and solutions, we're a full service provider of PPM solutions centered on the PPM, on the Microsoft stack. Company was founded back in 1998. We got the gold certification with Microsoft as soon as that came along. And really, over the course of the last number of years, we've been opening up subsidiaries around the world. And more right at the tail end of last year, we opened one in Spain. We've got offices now US, UK, Switzerland, Austria, South Africa, Botswana. So we're growing all the time and have a significant global reach. In addition to the countries and regions where we have offices, we also have a growing network of partners around the world. And these partners are up to speed on our products and able to support deployments of our products around the world. And just a list of some of these partners that we work with. A bit more detail on some of our certifications and partnerships. So we're a Microsoft Gold partner, as I mentioned. We also have membership on the Partner Advisory Council with Microsoft and have the opportunity to look at upcoming features and functions with releases of Project Server and also feed in our feedback from deploying the solutions. The product that we'll be discussing in a bit more detail today, our product PS Link, is a SAP certified product. I'll stress it's a SAP certified product. We're not a SAP certified development house. We don't develop code in SAP. It's a standalone, commercially off the shelf product that is certified by SAP, covering a range of scenarios and use cases. We're PMI certified, and as I mentioned, we have a worldwide network of partners who are able to deploy and support our products. Just a list of some of our customers, some of our key customers. Some of these you'll recognize. I'll not go through each of them in detail, but I'll pick up on a few of these and give you a bit of background on some of the solutions we have delivered there. There's a company over here, just to the right-hand side, you may have heard of Microsoft. Ludo mentioned this morning about the build of the data centers to support the cloud. That was a massive capital investment in engineering construction program. And Microsoft wanted to use EPM. Also, not many people know, Microsoft also run SAP. So they had a requirement to integrate data from EPM with data from SAP, and it selected TPG to deliver that integration. So as I said, a large-scale construction project, I think close to $1 billion, and it was a very successful project for us. A range of customers here, as you see, a lot of these big global multinationals with presence around the world and large-scale ERP implementations and requirements to integrate the data from the ERP with EPM. As well as these large multinational projects, there's a number of customers in there, a number of deployments that are perhaps smaller in scale, programs and projects linked to new product NPI, NPD, linked to sales and operations planning. So the full range from relatively short, small-scale projects right through to multi-million dollar deployments around the world. Bit more detail in terms of what we do and our products and our services. So we provide consulting around project management solutions and software solutions, as I mentioned, primarily around the Microsoft offering. We implement Microsoft SharePoint and PPM solutions and have been doing that since right back to 1998. We also implement our own products. We'll be touching on a couple of these, but as mentioned in the keynote this morning, I think we've 20 products in total. We provide training Microsoft solutions and in our own solutions. We've established maintenance and support capabilities supporting our customers globally, and we also offer hosting of PPM solutions as well. Moving on then to some of the scenarios. So, as mentioned, some of the customers that on the previous slide, we're engaged to deploy a PPM solution. Regularly, we get requests. Customers ask us the question, can we integrate PPM with our finance system? So what do you want out of your finance system? Costs, obviously, are the obvious ones. We need to get that cost information into project, or we need to get cost information from project into the financial system. What other systems? Human resource systems. So as we all know, there's a resource pool and capability in EPM. Well, nearly all of our customers have a resource system somewhere. There's payroll systems. There's time and attendance systems. There's all manner of HR systems where there's data available on human resources. And very frequently we're asked, can we integrate that data into our EPM resource pool? Procurement systems. So as well as the financials, what's been invoiced, what's been booked into your system, in some cases it's useful to see what purchase orders are out there relating to my project. What's my commitment, cost commitment, when are those invoices due to land? Again, information that's relevant to the project, a very common requirement to integrate PPM data with the procurement system. CRM system, again, what's in the pipeline? What's potentially going to be the resource and more long-term planning? What's the resource profile for projects in the pipeline, et cetera? So again, a very common requirement that we get regularly. Timesheet system, so there's obviously timesheet capability within EPM. There's a requirement perhaps to send that timesheet data into a financial system, or perhaps there's an existing timesheet solution in place. We need to get some actual hours and potentially even actual cost from that timesheet system and bring that into EPM. Again, very common requirements that we see on a day-to-day basis. Sales and distribution system, so taking a look at the revenue side of things, what revenue has been billed, what's the billing plan looking like, when are we due to deliver, when are we due to invoice. Again, information that is often relevant for customer projects. And business intelligence solutions, as we all know, there's a BI capability within EPM, but there are other tools out there. Often when we come to deploy PPM, there's a number of BI solutions in place and some very meaningful data relevant to project managers. And the requirement comes, well, we've got these reports over here, we know there's that data in this BI tool, can we pull that through to EPM, or can we feed that BI system from EPM data? So these, as I said, these are scenarios that we face on a regular basis from our customers, and the answer in every case is yes, we can integrate data between PPM and those systems. Taking a look technically, what systems are we talking about? So Dynamics, more and more we're finding customers and prospects implementing Dynamics and asking us what we can do in this space, and we have a number of scenarios where we can offer the AX integration. SAP. So we've been offering SAP integration back to 1998, and over the years it's developed and improved steadily. We'll come to some of the specific components within the ERP system that we can integrate, but also SAP is a BI capability. They bought Business Objects a number of years ago. So it's not just the ERP system, but it's also the business intelligence we can integrate with. PeopleSoft, again, very popular in some of our larger clients to manage all the HR information, taking feeds from that, manage resource pools. Oracle, again, quite popular here in the US, both Oracle ERP, Oracle Financials, but also we can integrate EPM data with Primavera. Coming back to the Microsoft story, the cloud infrastructure program, Primavera is very strong in the construction industry, and a lot of the subcontractors and suppliers that Microsoft used for that continue to work with Primavera schedules. We can offer integration of those Primavera schedules into the EPM space as well. Sun, which is a niche product in insurance and banking sector. Again, we have stories around the integration of that. And then typically, wherever we go, wherever the topic of integration comes up, there will be in-house developed bespoke SQL or database systems, Excel spreadsheets, Access databases, invariably homegrown, very bespoke, but potentially holding information that is relevant for us, be it a vacation booking system, be it some kind of skills system holding information on resources, or some kind of financial system as well. So again, virtually every customer that we tackle integration and will have some bespoke solution and some requirement to integrate that data into PPM. Well, question comes around, why integrate? You know, our customers, as they're building a business case potentially to deploy one of our solutions, that the question has to be asked, why join these systems up? There's a couple of really obvious ones. You avoid the double entry of data, which obviously saves time. But in doing so, where you've an integrated, truly integrated system, you're establishing a single source of truth, moving away from blaming the manual input or a failure in your bespoke manual manipulation of data. When it's truly joined up, working off databases, that you've established that single source of truth. Improve accuracy and efficiency of data transfer. On this one in particular, we have a large aerospace, global aerospace customer. When we first got involved to deploy EPM, the requirement came to integrate with a number of their systems. They had an in-house developed Excel solution that had been in place for a number of years. It was quite complex, very bespoke, lots of VB, lots of macros, etc. But it had worked reasonably well. Shortly after we started the EPM deployment, the guy who headed up this bespoke development was on vacation. One of the operators of this system manually put a few zeros in the wrong place. The impact of that was massive. All of a sudden, red flags started appearing right the way up the individual plans, right up to the program level. And we were talking a program worth tens of millions of dollars. The program manager had to go in and explain reds on his chart. And the fact was, it was right down in the details, some zeros in the wrong place, manually keyed in. The red face continued the following month when everything was back green, and they'd explain it's this bespoke manual interface that we have. And in that particular instance, the internal project governance came down hard on them and said this isn't scalable. It's not acceptable for a program of this nature to have this kind of manual interfacing of data. You need to join it up. And then we came along, and with our COTS product, we were able to offer that integration. So that accuracy can be critical in large-scale programs. The efficiency as well that was gained through that deployment, and typically with deployments of our solution, again, can be significant. It was taking operators of this system typically a whole week at month end, moving all the relevant data from financial systems, from PPM solution, pulling together reporting packs, etc. Once we came in, got an integrated the systems, output reports were at the real time, within an hour of month end, reporting packs could be produced. Nobody had to manually manipulate data. There was no errors, no zeros popping up in the wrong place. And off the back of that, obviously, comes to reduce the total cost of ownership of the solution, where you have these manual interfaces or homegrown interfaces that typically aren't that scalable. The cost can be significant, whereas with our solutions, over the long term, the cost of ownership is greatly reduced. Moving on then to the type of integration, so a commercially off-the-shelf solution versus bespoke. Well, we've been doing this, as I say, since 1998. We have hundreds of reference customers, and it's proven. It's release independent. It's bug free, and we have done it. Building something in house, there's inherent risks with that. Our solution is configurable rather than programmable. So typically, we run workshops, establish the requirements, configure the solution, run through acceptance testing and deliver it. But typically, things change, requirements change, use of the PPM tool change, use of your line of business system changes. Well, if you have a bespoke solution or a solution that's reliant heavily on programming, change requests, changes to the system to meet changes in requirements can be costly and take a long time. Our tool is configurable. You start adding in new custom fields in EPM or start meet a requirement to get more data down from your ERP or your line of business system. We're talking hours and days, not weeks and months to apply these changes. And in a number of instances, our customers take ownership of that configuration and can manage the configuration themselves. We have an established support setup and offer maintenance for the solution as well, which is obviously a key plus over bespoke solutions. And the scalability as well. An awful lot of the solutions, an awful lot of the integration solutions that we come across, the in-house developed ones, have started for a specific project or a small group of projects, but they're simply not scalable. If you deal with large amounts of data from your ERP system or large-scale projects and programs, they simply fall over. They're just not fit for purpose. So again, a very strong case for looking at a COTS solution versus building something in-house. Taking it down a level, maybe looking at the kind of data that we integrate between systems, taking resources, first of all. So typically, I like to separate the data that we interface into two categories. I call it static and time-phased. So typically with resources, you've got things like an EPM side, your standard fields, your base calendar, your timesheet manager, etc. Static point in time data, very easy to set up our solutions to meet that requirement. Things like security groups, again, static data that we can manage. But what about time-phase data? If we've got an online vacation system somewhere that the customer has and it's got workflow and approvals and various things like that, well, you've got data there that has got a time dimension. Again, easily, very straightforward for our solutions to pick up that data, transfer that into the resource pool. And also organizational assignments. So again, this is typically in an ERP environment. Individuals belong to an organization, they belong to a department, they belong to a company code for a period of time, and they're scheduled to move 3 months down the line, which obviously could have an impact in terms of their charge rate, etc. So again, that kind of information, if it's available, we can transfer that into EPM as well. Taking it down to perhaps projects and the task side of things, again, mapping to standard EPM fields, very straightforward, and indeed the custom fields as well. But where some of the real strength in terms of our offering comes into play is taking a look at cost, revenue, and budget, which you can have an all-up total point in time value or time-phased. So what is you can build your forecast in a time-phased manner in EPM, transfer that into a financial system. You can have time-phased actual costs coming from a financial system. We take that across into project and again in a time-phased manner. And just towards the middle of last year, we've also developed a SharePoint connector capability where we can transfer data from SharePoint into ERP or vice versa as well. So, and that's typically more of a static. So that's kind of a bit more detail in terms of the kind of data that we can transfer with our solutions. The source and target of this data, our preferred choice is APIs. So what we're talking about here is PSI, is obviously our first tool of choice. And on the ERP side, if available, any APIs that are available from the vendor, typically scalable, they're supported, maintained, etc. And there's a low entry cost. We don't require or insist on a huge amount of development on the ERP side. Likewise, on the EPM side, where we use the PSI, the development costs are virtually nil. It's not always possible to meet all requirements using the APIs, and in some instances we have to work with custom development. But typically, that's our preferred option at every time. And as well as that, with the API, the transactional type data, again, virtually every customer will have some kind of flat file somewhere that's coming from an extract, coming from a system that they also want to integrate into the ERP side of things as well. So again, our tool, PS Link, which is our middleware for integration, easily supports that kind of both data transfer and transfer into the physical transfer of the file and also into the PPM solution as well. And then I'm going to focus now. I'm going to go into a bit more detail on PS Link, which is our middleware, which typically we use for integration with our ERP and line of business systems. So on your left here, we have our ERPs, so typically on the SAP side of things. I don't know, does anyone here run SAP or plan to run SAP at the moment? Anybody? Okay, so some of this terminology may be relevant. Within SAP, we have a number of core modules, the human resources module, the plant maintenance module, the project systems module, the cross-application timesheets, etc. So they're well-known, established components and capability within the SAP side. With the Dynamics side of things, we've also the integration with Dynamics and other line of business systems. For the next couple of slides, I'm going to focus very much on the SAP side of things as well. So as I said, PS Link is the middleware that sits between your ERP and your EPM system. And the first thing I'm going to draw your attention to is the little arrows you see, you'll notice, are bidirectional. So our software, our middleware, is by design bidirectional in terms of the transfer of data. And our approach is not prescriptive. We don't come along and say the best place to build work breakdown structures is system A or system B. Every customer has their own way, their own use case, their own way and reasons for using SAP or EPM to do relevant manage project data. We work with that and fit in with that. So as I said, it's bi-directional. We can extract data from SAP and put it into Project Server. We can take data from Project Server, transfer it to SAP. So what kind of data are we talking about? On the SAP side, things like the human resources master data. It's human resources in place, your list of resources, organizational data that's relevant, cost rate information, et cetera, vacation. All of that can be taken from SAP and transferred to EPM to give you a very, very complete, comprehensive picture of your resources and where they sit and where the things like, as I say, their rates and availability and so on, based on data entered in SAP. Work breakdown structure data, so on the project systems in SAP, you can build and manage work breakdown structures. And the terminology on the SAP side, they call it a network, which more or less relates to tasks. They're scheduled, they've got start-end dates, they've got resources assigned on the SAP side. Again, they can originate in EPM and be transferred to SAP, or they can be created in SAP and transferred across. Maintenance orders, so SAP's got a strong plant maintenance capability. We have a number of customers that use the standard plant maintenance functionality, but extract that out and view it in EPM, a tool that they're more familiar with, and it's a lot easier to do what if, change resource assignments, change the schedule dates, and feed that back into SAP. We can transfer actual data, be that actual cost or actual work. We can transfer forecasts, cost, revenue, etc. And as I mentioned, we can connect through to the business intelligence capability. Similar story with the Dynamics. Transfer master data, project data, actuals, revenues, etc. I mentioned the integration with Primavera and, as I say, other systems, other bespoke systems. A number of our customers use SAP. Quite a few don't actually use the HR module. They've maybe got two or three other HR systems that they use to manage resource data, and typically we are required to integrate with that. In terms of the on the Microsoft project side of things, all of the activity, all the data transfer happens on the server side, but we have a client add-in which builds in the project professional client, and also we have a web client as well that allows users to trigger the synchronization of data. So the data can be ad hoc, or the data transfer can be ad hoc, or it can be scheduled. So typically things like resource integration or timesheet integration is typically something that customers want to batch up in an overnight or a weekend process. But syncing across your latest forecast, that can be done ad hoc, real time, driven from the client in the Microsoft project side. I'm not doing a live demo of this today, but if anybody wants to see a live demo or more detail, please do stop at the booth, and we'll be happy to go through that. So I'm just then going to walk through a number of scenarios on the PS Link side, taking a work breakdown structure. In this scenario, we've got Microsoft project plan on the left. We've got SAP on the right. We've got PS Link in the middle. We've built up a basic schedule in project, and we've identified a number of summary tasks as what we want to be transferred to SAP as a work breakdown structure. Simple yes, no flag is enough. We transfer that across. We can initially kick off on the right-hand side a project and manage all the required fields and any metadata we need to manage on the project side of things, and then kick the transfer across of a project structure. Very basic example. Typically, I would say in the customers where we integrate out SAP, 70% use this. It's pretty much an off-the-shelf configuration that we can deliver. Number of customers, however, the accounting world dictate the work breakdown structure, created an SAP, and the requirement is to reverse those arrows, drop that down into EPM as the start of your project plan, and then build the lower level detail in EPM. So again, it's not to say that's the only scenario we support around work breakdown structures, but probably the most common. Another scenario, updating SAP with forecast costs. So typically in EPM, you've got a plan, you've got tasks, you've assigned those resources. It's a pretty good stab at an estimate of forecast cost to complete, for example. So again, project on the left, SAP on the right, PS Link in the middle. You've got a project X, you've got a number of tasks. As I mentioned, you've got resources assigned. In this case, they're cost resources. They could be material resources, they could be work resources, and you've planned in hours and they've got a cost rate. And that data then, very simply, can be transferred. And the key thing about this transfer, it takes the data in a time-phased manner. So we have planned in months. That translates in the SAP side typically to accounting periods. So we take that data, aggregate it by the relevant work breakdown structure element, summarize it by accounting period. We overlay the calendar in SAP by the SAP accounting periods, and transfer that data in a time-phased fashion. So again, a very common requirement from our customers. It's not to say the forecast from EPM is the be-all and end-all, but it's certainly the project manager's view of where costs are going to be, where revenue's going to be, where budget's going to be, and is certainly an interesting dimension on the project side to, on the SAP side to look at that forecasting versus perhaps the accounting view of forecast. And then another use case. So another product here I'm mentioning of ours is a tool called Project Link. Again, this tool can be used to integrate data from other line of business systems into the project. This one's slightly different. The scenario that I'm going to mention here is based on a number of our customers where perhaps they've got, a sales order system. They've got sales order information. They've got billing plan information. They're not necessarily tasks that they want to represent in the project. There's no project plan for those, but they've built a project plan. But it's interesting and relevant information to see when do we need it, when are we expected to ship this data, when is the invoice going out, and when can we expect the revenue. And what we can often do with this one, we can typically take a SQL feed, so we can get the data into SQL. We can take out of that information such as the dates, the values, the costs, work, any status information. We could take, for example, order information, and very quickly and easily and effectively represent that data in Microsoft Project, typically in a milestone. And the Project Link tool has a capability where you can pick up the data. You have a task picker option. You can choose what you want to pull through to your project. Once it's in there, you've then got a refresh option to retrieve the latest information from your data source. And again, a very useful and powerful tool in pulling data that's relevant for your project into your plan and keeping it up to date as well. That's about it for me. I'm looking at my timing. I think I'm okay. I've got time for questions if anyone has any. As I say, I haven't done a live demo, but I'd be happy to do one at the booth or one of my colleagues up in the exhibit hall. So if there's no questions, anyone? No? Well, thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Thank you.